Guy Mowbray for BBC Match of the Day with Sir Alex Ferguson. Well, Sir Alex, it's a remarkable scoreline. Has it surprised even you today?
It does, because when you play Arsenal, you don't expect to be scoring these amount of goals. But when you see Arsenal's team, it's so weakened that we had to expect to score. There's no doubt about that. And I expected us to win because it was a very, very weakened team. And Arsenal maybe missing 8 players today, you know. It's unfortunate for them. And that told really as the game went on.
But to score at will like that as well, and goals of such quality too.
We scored fantastic goals. Wayne Rooney's 2 free kicks, Ashley Young's 2 great goals. Nani's chip, you know, that really good quality goals. And I think that if you'd have done against anyone, you couldn't say it was because the team was weakened. You know, it was just fantastic quality of goals.
Everything seeming to come together at the moment. Danny Welbeck, that's perhaps the black spot today, the injury. What's the latest?
He complained about feeling his hamstring tight just before, and we couldn't get Hernandez on quick enough, unfortunately, for us and for England, because he's going to miss that game. And in his form he's shown just now, it's a loss to England, you know. But it's a loss to us too, and hamstrings are hamstrings, and I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks maybe.
You said in the build-up to this game you had sympathy for Arsene Wenger and didn't really understand some of the criticism he was getting. Pretty ruthless out there, though, today. No professional sympathy.
Well, it's unfortunate, these things, but with a cynical world now, is the media today are so cutthroat now, it's hard to understand at times. But the job he's done for 15 years has been phenomenal. He's brought him a philosophy of football and a way of playing. He's brought entertaining players to the club. He's sold fantastically well. You know, yeah, I respect that, you know, and he's been a big adversary to me, and he'll continue to be that. And he'll go over today, because in a few weeks' time we'll have a lot of players back.
At the moment they're struggling. Manchester flying, you've got the red and the blue at the top. Is that the way you see it this season? Slugging it out?
Well, I think that it's only 3 games. You know, it's a long way to go to get through winter. We've got hopefully a strong squad. We've got 3 injuries already, Vidic, Welbeck and Rafa da Silva. You know, that's what can play a part in this particular type of week. You need strong squads. Manchester City have a very strong squad, very experienced. But, you know, in 8 months' time, you don't know. You can never rule out Chelsea. They have a very, very experienced squad. You can never rule out Liverpool, who are starting to come good now. They've spent a lot of money, and they've got a strong squad. So, yeah, you can never say.
2-week break, not a bad way to go into it, is it?
Well, yeah, in a way, but maybe get a help video, you know, by the time we come back from that, I'll not be far away.